One of the beneficiaries from this very interesting APWP program that we have spoken about in a short while is Andisiwe Solonsi. She runs Nywaga NBC, HBC, home-based care, and that's the name of her business, and she'll tell us how she has benefited from EPWP. Ma'am, thank you so much for joining us. Welcome.
Thank you very much.
Tell us firstly about your business and how it has benefited from the EPWP program.
Okay, thank you. We are running an NPO, which is a non-profit organization. It is located in Anambashe, municipality in Aiducha, the small town called Aiducha. Bashe home-based care, Nywaga home-based care and rehabilitation is a non-profit organization which is working tirelessly with relevant stakeholders to decrease the rate of HIV spread and STI and TB as well. We are also offering the care and support to the people living with HIV, TB, STIs and overseas as well.
Sorry, and I just wanted to know, so how does that link with EPWP?
Okay, as much as we are also working with mostly with the youth, we have benefited from EPWP 623 job opportunities, which have assisted a lot when it comes to youth, because previously we had our youth that was very much involved in substance abuse. They were sitting in taverns, but currently they have projects in the communities that they are busy with, so they don't have time to go and go to taverns and use drugs as well. So EPWP have closed a very big gap of unemployment in our areas, and also it has decreased the rate of stigma and discrimination due to unemployment, because now women have projects of sewing, some have piggery, some are doing chickens, some have food gardens as well.
Yeah.
So when the program is finished, we are able to continue with the projects that are doing some income, that are bringing incomes in their homes.
Oh.
So it has played a very big role in our communities when it comes to unemployment rate, more especially into youth.
Yeah, I was just about to ask. It's mainly young people who would benefit.
Yes.
And they're gaining experience.
Yes.
And also you are ensuring continuity.
Yes.
So that it's not just
a 12
month period. For it.
Yes.
And how's the project thus far? How do you see it doing in the next few years, 5 to 10 years?
If EPWP will continue like this, providing these job opportunities for youth, I believe that the youth of South Africa might be better in the future. Because when you get the job opportunity and you get a skills development as well, then that makes that you can be able to own at some point. You can be able to open your own business, which will bring to the to decrease the rate of unemployment, the rate of drug abuse, the rate of substance abuse as well.
Yeah. What are some of the difficulties that you face? I know government people likes calling them challenges, but at times, especially for someone who's running a business like you, an entrepreneur who knows the ins and outs of business, these would be difficulties that you really have to climb over. What are some of the difficulties that you have experienced in your marriage with EPWP so that they can be corrected, so that they could be changed? And we understand that there's the fifth phase coming through. What can be done so that those difficulties are a little bit easier on you?
Okay. Yes, it is understandable. The difficulties that we've experienced so far is a lack of skills development, as I've mentioned before. As we are planning to develop youth, more especially, so we need trainings. Because when there's no training, when the youth is not trained, they are unable, some of them, to continue with these projects. They need skills development, so we need more trainings from EPWP. If they can provide us with trainings, trainings will help a lot to close this gap of the difficulties that we have. Or any training that is actually required by the youth will be helping a lot. So the difficulties that we are currently facing is the lack of skills development.
Yeah, so in your program, you first wait for the program to send people to your establishment, to your program, to your business? Or can people come directly to you?
People are coming directly to us.
Okay.
They are coming directly to us. Yes, they are. They are.
Okay.
We don't wait for them.
Yeah.
They are, as we speak now, since the contract expired in February,
yeah,
we already have more than 200 people that are coming in the organization, and some are volunteering.
Yeah.
Because they are waiting for EPWP to come and provide another job opportunities.
We wish you the best. Thank you so much for talking to us.
Thank you very much.
And may you employ more and more young people in South Africa who need these opportunities desperately. All the best to you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you so much. And that was our guest there, touching on some of the challenges, but the wins that they've been able to really get to. And her name is Andisiwe Solonzi from Nywaga HBC, home-based care, and saying that they absorb a number of young people in their program in connection with EPWP. And I will be now speaking to another Andisiwe Mbonchani, who is from Masivuge Community Development, an NPO, and they've created about 500 job opportunities at Duncan Village. Andisiwe, thank you for joining us. Welcome to 702.
Thank you so much.
You look very scared and you look very nervous. Why? It's only me.
No, I'm not.
do I give you those vibes? Do I intimidate you? But look at me, I'm so small, I can't intimidate you.
Mm-hmm. No.
No. Okay, but tell us about your program, please.
All right, thank you so much.
Yeah, sir. Put the mic very close to you. Yeah.
My name is Andisiwe Mbuchane. I'm from Masivuge Community Development. Masivuke is an NPO that is based at Duncan Village, Gompo Town. We have another site that is at Ngongweni location, at Second Creek, also at Kwandai. Our NPO has been benefited from EPWP program since 2021. We've been employed about 500 beneficiaries, which is 388 youth and 122 women. Total is 500. An impact that EPWP has, skills.
Yes.
Through trainings, we do beading.
Yeah.
People are doing beading using their hands, knitting, sewing, and crafting. So we will by training like to ease zindo so that bakwazi ukwenza ngezandla zabo so that na xa umuntu sengasekho under thina akwazi ukuqhubeleka azenze.
Yes.
Also input kwe community yethu ku EPWP is that ba yehle kakhulu crime around Duncan Village.
Yeah.
Which is the place that has been a high rate crime. So yehle kakhulu because besifokase kakhulu ku youth.
Yeah.
Which is the one ge ababa involved kakhulu kwinto ze drugs. Now the drugs is ehlile because sifumanise ba abantwana baba involved kwezi zinto because abananto yokwenza. So you can imagine 500 people.
Yeah.
Then unemployment, poverty, because bayakwazi ngoku kubeka isonka itafileni.
Yeah.
So akusafani nasekuqaleni. Zininzi ke izinto esizenzayo eMasivuke Community Development.
Sure.
Sinazo negadi esizilimayo.
Yeah.
Igadi khona phaa esente Masivuke, sinayo esemqonqweni elalini.
Yeah.
Eyona gadi yethu yakhe yankulu kuzo zonke iigadi zethu.
Yeah.
Sinayo igadi eSecond Creek, sinayo kwalapha eDuncan Village.